Proposals to spend Juno's cruise ship passenger fees are due next Monday, and so far, the city hasn't received many pitches. The city charges a $5 per passenger tax on large vessels that stop in Juno. With about 1 million cruise ship passengers a year, it generates about $5 million. Under federal law, that money can only be spent on projects and programs that address both cruise ship passenger safety and accessibility. Susan Phillips, an executive assistant to the city manager, says as of yesterday, the city has only received 9 project proposals from 5 entities. The submissions period opened on December 2nd. Typically, the city receives dozens of pitches for things like seasonal emergency services personnel, waterfront infrastructure improvements, crossing guards, and more public restroom cleaning and maintenance. Meanwhile, Cruise Lines International Association's lawsuit alleging Juno misspends that money is pending in federal court. Neither the city attorney nor a representative of the Cruise Line Association could be reached for comment, but Juno Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove says the case is in the discovery phase. Cosgrove says the looming lawsuit won't affect the spending process this year.
Business as usual. We'll just move forward with the using the same process that we've always used. As you're aware, it's a public process where we ask people to submit, and then we go through. Traditionally, we have met with industry representatives to discuss the proposals and hear their thoughts about them, and we will do the same thing this year.
Juno's Marine Passenger Fee Proceeds Committee vets the initial list of spending proposals. Its recommendations go to the Juno Assembly, which gets the final say on the projects that make the cut. The Assembly discussion is expected in the spring for the budget year that begins in July.